Sons and mothers. The silent majority in Afghanistan is the female population. We have had very little interaction with Afghan women. I can only claim to have spoken to one. She was middle-aged and escorted by her son and her brother. She was on hunger strike for her other sons, who she claimed had been falsely accused of being insurgents. Unveiled, she was aggressive, then charming, sad, and finally resigned. The evidence before her incontrovertible. In Afghan society, the woman holds the honour of the family. For a stranger, especially a Westerner, to look upon her is to cause great offence to her and her family. For the insurgent to send this woman to our FOB was a mark of the level of the intimidation that the family was under. Military tactics often require a position of overwatch. In our recent attempts to hold the ground we have taken, we have occupied high ground. The protest of locals often includes concerns that the women will be seen. Whilst it is vital to respect Afghan traditions, customs and cultural sensitivities, I'm always unsettled by the results of unbridled patriarchy in this particularly conservative area. The relative freedom which women enjoy elsewhere in the world is very valuable. It does not stop them being equally concerned about their husband, sons and brothers.